So here you find how what the Lord has done for us.
你就在这里看到主为我们做的。
In Christ,
在基督里
，in us，
基督在我们里面。
And that is how we are put into the eternal purpose of God.
就是这样，我们给放进神永远的旨意里面。
So remember, Christ is our inheritance.
所以我们要记得，基督是我们的基业。
And everything that is in Christ is ours.
一切在基督里面的也是我们的。
And what we need to do is to possess.Our possession.
我们所要做的就是去承接我们的拥有。
Just like the children of Israel, they have to enter into Canaan and at the place where they put down the sole of their foot belongs to them.
也就是说，以色列人他们要进到这个迦南地，当他们的脚踏上去时候，那块地就属于他们的。
And this is how we are related.To God's eternal purpose.
这就是我们如何的与神永远的旨意连上关系。
But,
但是
，according to the best translation，
根据那最好的翻译
，Chapter 1 verse 11 of Ephesians，
以弗所书一章十一节
，In Him，
在他里面。
Now, our translation is, we have also obtained an inheritance.
这里说我们也在他里面得了基业。
In other words, we have obtained an inheritance.
也就是说我们得到了基业。
In the eternal purpose of God, we obtain Christ.
在神永远的旨意里面我们得着了基督。
All that is his is ours.
他一切的都是我们的。
Now how glorious that is.
多么荣耀的事情。
But the best translation is different.
但那最好的翻译是有一点不一样。
The best translation is, in whom we were designated as inheritance.
在最好的
heritage.
翻译是说我们在他里面也被定成了基业。
Now if you turn to Deuteronomy 32.
如果你翻到生命记三十二章
verse 10,
第十节
verse 9,
第九节
Deuteronomy 32 verse 9,
生命记三十二章第九节
For Jehovah's portion is his people, Jacob the lot of his inheritance.
耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。
Now here you find it is true that God has given Canaan to Israel as their inheritance.
这实在是真实的，神把迦南给了以色列人成为他们的产业。
But this verse is different.
但这一句话好像不一样。
This verse tells us that.Jacob is the Lord's portion.
注意说，雅各是主的产业。
That the children of Israel is God's inheritance.
以色列的百姓是耶和华的产业。
Now that gives us another side of the picture.
那就叫我们看到这图画的另外一面。
Now to see that Christ is our inheritance.
我们看到基督是我们的产业。
I think that is such a glorious revelation.
那实在是一个荣耀的启示。
Because we see Christ as, well, he is our savior. That's it.
我们一般只看到基督他只是我们的救主而已。
What more is he to you?
那他对你还是什么呢？
But you find that all the fullness of Godhead.Dwell in him, and you are complete in him.
你就看到神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的在他里面，你在他里面也得到完全。
And he is everything to you.
他对你来讲是一切。
Whatever you need, that's his.
你需要的是什么？
Do not try to find the supply other than him.
你不要在他以外去找一些的供应。
Stick with him.
就是那个跟住他。
Go to him.
来到他的面前。
And by faith and obedience, you receive everything.
借着信跟顺服，你就得到了一切。
Now, if you see this, it really opens your eyes.
如果你看到这一点的话，就实在打开了你的眼睛。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，still you are the center.
那你仍然是这个中心啊。
He for me.
他是为了我。
So I think probably that better translation fits it better.
我觉得更好的翻译可能比较对。
In him we were designated as a heritage.
我们在他里面是被定为成为他的基业。
In other words, we become the inheritance of Christ.
我们成为基督的基业。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I think that gives us a better understanding.
这实在给我们一个更清楚的看见。
Because when you read that portion of Scripture,
如果你读这一段的经文的时候
，it does give you this thought.
给你这样的一个思想。
You find that in verse 13,
第十三节
In whom ye also have trusted, having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Now, brothers and sisters, the seal of the Holy Spirit.
在这里讲到圣灵的印记。
Now, what does it mean?
这是什么意思？
You know, seal in the Scripture.
你知道在圣经里面讲到印记。
It refers to when a transaction is finished, accomplished.
讲到一个的交易。完成了
then you seal it
然后你就盖印在上、
and when you seal it it means an ownership
当你盖上这个印就证明你拥有了、
it gives that security there
就把那个实在的凭据放在那里、
for instance in Jeremiah chapter 32
耶利米书三十二章那里
you know Jeremiah at that time was in prison
你知道耶利米那时候在监里面、
and that was in the 10th year of King Zedekiah
那就是在这个尼布加尼撒王的十年
Zedekiah
And
of course, Jerusalem was surrounded by the Babylonians.
那时候巴比伦围了耶路撒冷城。
And God's word came to Jeremiah.
神的话临到耶利米。
He said, "Your nephew Hananiah will come to you."
他说，你的侄儿哈拿苗会来这里。
And he will ask you to redeem to buy his portion of land.In Anathoth.
他叫你去买他在亚拿出的那块地。
And the nephew came.
然后他这个侄就来了。
And said, "Now you, my uncle, you have the right of redemption."
他说你是我的叔叔，你有权来赎这块地。
You should buy this land.
你应该买这块地。
Now remember, it was during the time when Babylonian had already surrounded Jerusalem.
你知道那个时候巴比伦已经围绕了耶路撒冷。
So at that time to buy land, now what do you mean by that?
那个时候买地实在是不上算的。
And God already told through Jeremiah that the nation of Israel will be taken into captivity.
那个时候神已经告诉耶利米，这个以色列要被掳的。
And yet God told Jeremiah to buy that land.
然后神又叫耶利米去买那块地。
So you remember how Jeremiah weighed 17 shekels of silver and buy the land.
你记得这个耶利米就用了17舍克勒的银子买那块地。
Then he have everything written and sealed it.
然后他在契上写好，然后画押。
And during those days, they have one book sealed and one book open.
在那里面是一张是敞开的，一张是封闭的。
And after the transaction was done,
当 这个交易完成的时候
and Jeremiah said put it in an earthen vessel
哦，这个耶利米就是说把它放在一个器皿里面瓦器里
keep them
哦，可以叫它存留多日
because the day will come when there will be still that transactions of land in Israel
所以到那一天就有人在买这块地的
so that is still
哦，那个就是把这个印上
so what is meant by we are being sealed by the Holy Spirit
这个说我们受了所应许圣灵为印记是什么意思
and some people said maybe the background of sealing is this
有人告诉我们这个印记的背景是这样
in the old days when those people came to the forest to buy wood
过去当人到森林里面去买木材的时候
and they would look at one tree and say I want to buy this
他们看到这棵树说我要买这棵
so they will put their seal on it
所以他们就把一个印记放上去
and after that the tree will be cut
然后这个树就被砍掉
and will be transported to the sea
然后就运到海边
andThose who buy these woods, they will come, and when they see their seal on the wood, it's theirs.
那些买木材的看到了这些砍下来的树上面的印，就知道这是他们的。
And so the seal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的印记。
We have all been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
我们都有圣灵的印记。
Now whose seal is that?
那个印是谁的
？And who buy us?
谁买了我们
Who declares that you are mine
谁宣告说你们是属于我的
Of course it is our Lord
当然是我们的主
He has bought us with a price
他为我们出了数价
And said you are mine
你们是属于我的
He put his seal on you
他把他的印盖在你们身上
And that's secured
这是稳妥的
You belong to him
你属于他
So you are his inheritance.
所以你是他的产业。
Now, but brothers and sisters, when you read on,
弟兄姊妹，当你继续读下去的时候
verse 14,
第十四节
who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被数，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Now earnest is a down payment.
在这里这个凭据好像是一个首款。
A down payment, to say that, I'm going to pay everything.
这个首款就是说有一天我要通通付清的。
The earnest of our inheritance.
我们基业的凭据。
So in other words,
换一句话说
Christ is our inheritance
基督是我们的产业
and the down payment is the Holy Spirit who dwells in us
这首款就是圣灵住在我们里面
because he will glorify Christ in us
因为他在我们里面来荣耀基督的名
and he will transform us that we may be like Christ
他改变我们叫我们能够像基督
so how are you going to explain this verse
那我们怎么样来解释这句圣经
and what do you mean by the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of his glory
所以只等到神之名被数使他的荣耀得着称颂
so David suggested this
所以大卫的翻译这样说
he said the antecedent
说前面这个前置词
the redemption of the acquired possession
这一个只等到神之被数这一个地位
the antecedent is the sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise
说这前面这个字是说到圣灵印记
and then you put who is the earnest of our inheritance in parentheses
就是说他是我们得基业的凭据是放在括号里面
so this is the way you read it
应该是这样读
You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
你们是受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Parenthesis, who is the earnest of our inheritance?
括号就是说 这个圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
And then you connect the spirit of promise, you connect it with to up to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of His glory.
然后你就连上这个应许的圣灵，说直到神之名被数，使他的荣耀得着
称赞。In other words, the acquired possession is you.
换一句话说，这个被数的这个是你。
And he has begun a work in you.
他在你里面已经开始了这个工作。
And he is to finish that work in
you. 他要在你里面完成这个工作。
And when that work is finished, that is to the praise of God's glory.
当他的工作完成的时候，是使他的荣耀得的称赞。
Now you turn to verse 19.
第十九节。第十八节。
Being enlightened in the eyes of your heart, so that you should know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Here you find the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
哦，在这里你看到他在圣徒中所得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters, think for a moment.
弟兄姊妹，想一下。
Christ is our inheritance.
基督是我们的产业。
The riches of the glory of our inheritance.
哦，是我们产业那荣耀的丰富。
But to say the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints.
如果说神那荣耀的丰富是在圣徒里面。
Now, brothers and sisters, can you ever imagine how it is possible?
你想这怎么能够可能？
Our God is a bad businessman.
我们的主实在不会做生意。
In that transaction, we got Christ as our inheritance.
在这个交易的里面，我们得到基督成为我们的产业。
The riches of the glory of our inheritance in Christ.
哦，那荣耀的丰富的产业是我们在基督里面。
But he got us.
哦，他那这个交易呢，他得了我们。
It is a desert.
我们是个沙漠。
A ruin.
是一个荒废的。
What an exchange.
这样的一个交易。
How can it be glory?
这怎么可能是荣耀的？
How can it be riches of glory?
这怎么能够成为荣耀的丰盛的荣耀？
Impossible.
这是不可能的。
But what's impossible,
但
will be made possible.
那不可能的事情会变为可能。
Because the greatness, exceeding greatness of His power.
乃是因为那何等超脱的大能。
His power that works in Christ in raising Him from the dead and even put Him on the throne.
哦，那一个叫基督身上运行的大能，使他从死里复活，把他送到宝座上，那个大能
will work in those who believe.
今天要在我们这信的人身上显出来。
So that one day we will be transformed and we will be conformed to the image of the Son.
所以有一天我们会被改变，我们会被磨成他儿子的形象。
Brothers and sisters, when that happens, you see the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，那一天你就会能够看到，哦，他的基业是何等的荣耀丰富。
Because the Son will lead many sons into glory.
因为他那儿子要带许多的儿子进荣耀。
That he may be the firstborn of his brethren.
哦，叫他在众子当中做长子。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
When you see this,
当你看到 这些的时候
then you see your place in God's eternal purpose
那你就看到你在神永远旨意里面的地位
now in Colossians
在哥罗西书里面
yesterday we only read 2 verse 18
昨天我们读到十八节
2 verse 20
我们读到二十节
and we stopped there
我们就停在那里
because we want to continue today
因为今天我们要继续下去
and you
你们
God created all things for his son
神创造了一切是为了他的儿子
that his son may be glorified
叫他的儿子得着荣耀
but unfortunately you find there was rebelling in creation
但很可惜的在被造的当中有了悖逆。
We already said that God's eternal purpose was challenged.
我们就说过神永远的旨意被挑战。
In the former world, we find the angels, some of the angels, they rebel against God.
在过去的世代的里面，那些天使他们背叛了神。
Who is equal with God?
他们要与神同等。
The Son is equal with the Father.
只有儿子与父是同等的。
And yet you find Lucifer, he wants to be equal with God.
你看到路斯佛明亮之子，他要与神同等。
He wants to take the place of God's only beloved Son.
他要取了神独生子的地位。
And there was rebellion.
那是背叛。
And because of rebellion,
因着这样的背叛，
you find our solar system evidently. Was under his rule.
你就看到这个太阳系就落在他的权势底下。
So when he was cast out of heaven,
所以当他从天上被赶出来的时候，
you find that our system entered into ruin and emptiness.
你就看到我们这个环境就被进到荒凉的里面。
But God's purpose cannot be defeated.
但神的旨意是不能够。被击败的
and God's purpose will not change
神的旨意也不会改变
so you find God began to work
所以你发现神开始了工作
the spirit of God brooded over the ruined earth
圣灵就吹气在这一个被荒凉的地上
the Holy Spirit began to work upon this ruined earth
圣灵就在这一个败坏了的地上面来工作
and in 6 days he restoredthe earth to be habitable
在六千年里面他就恢复了地成为可居住的地方
why
为什么
because God will create man
因为神要造人
and he will use man as our brother already mentioned to defeat the enemy
他要用着人好像我们弟兄提到的去击败仇敌
not only that
不但是这样
that is negative
那是负面的
there's also a positive thing
那还有正面的
and that is he want to give man to be his son's life companion
他要把人成为他儿子的同伴
so man had a very important place in God's plan
所以人在神计划里面有一个很重要的地位
and that is the reason why God created man in his image according to his likeness
这就是为什么神造人的时候是照着他的形象跟样式造的
but for unfortunately
但是很可惜的
man rebelled against God
人又背叛了神
and because of the sin of man
因着人的罪
the whole world entered intoemptiness
整个的世界就落在空虚混沌的里面
and was under corruption
就落在败坏的里面
and that's why you find the whole world creation is groaning
你看到一切被造的都在那里叹息
it is because of the sin of man
是因着人的罪
but God's purpose cannot be defeated
但神的旨意不会被击败
it is still with man
仍然在人的身上
It is the second man
那是用着第二个人
So we find we see Jesus
所以我们就看到耶稣
He tasted death for everything
他为我们尝了死味。
He accomplished a work of redemption.
哦，他完成了救赎的工作。
To reconcile all things back to God.
哦，叫一切都与神和好。
To the fullness of God.
哦，能够带到神丰富的里面去。
To the eternal purpose of God.
哦，带进神永远的旨意里去。
Now you find that with all creation.
你知道在一切的被罩里面
The Bible just mentioned by the blood of the cross
你圣经里面说借着十字架的血
He reconciled all things to itself
哦，他就叫无论天上地上的都与自己和好
You know the whole universe is in chaos
你知道整个的宇宙是在那样的混乱里面
Because it's lost its meaning
哦，因为他们已经失去了它的意义
It has lost its focus
哦，已经失去了它的中心
It's disintegrated
哦，已经给散掉了
When they reject the Son
哦，当他们拒绝儿子的时候
But now through the Son the whole universe come back to order
但如今又借着儿子整个的宇宙又恢复到次序里面
reconciled to God's eternal purpose
哦，与神那永远的旨意来和好
and you
哦，你们
here you find something more is added
哦，在这里加上一些事情
and he said and you who once were alienated and enemies in mind by wicked works yet nowhas it reconciled in the body of his flesh through death.
你们从前与神隔绝因着恶行心里与他为敌但如今他借着基督的肉身受死叫你们与自己和好。
Brothers and sisters, with all creation, the blood of the cross is sufficient.
哦，为了一切的被造基督十字架上的血已经够用了。
His blood purified all creation.
他的血洁净了一切的被造
But with us man
但为了人
We need all Not only the blood of his cross
我们不单只需要十字架上所流的血
We need the body of his flesh Through death
我们需要他肉身的受死
Why?
为什么
Because we have a will of our own
因为我们有自己的意志
We have that self-will
我们有那自己的意志
We have that fallen flesh
我们有那堕落的肉体
And because of these
因着这些
You find that we not only need cleansing through the blood
我们不单只需要宝血的洁净
We need to have the work of the cross in our life You remember in Hebrews chapter 10.
你记得在希伯来书第十章那里
Having boldness to enter into the holy place.
哦，我们能够坦然无惧地进入至圣所
Through the blood of the Lamb.
那是借着羔羊的血
And by the way which he has dedicated for us through his own flesh.
乃是借着他肉身为我们所打开的这一条路。
Here you'll find we need the blood of our Lord Jesus.
哦，在这里我们看到我们需要主耶稣的宝血
to cleanse us from all our sins.
哦，叫我们的罪一切的罪得的赦免。
And we need to walk the way of the cross.
我们需要走十字架的道路。
He has dedicated, opened.That way to us.
他已经定下开了这条路。
His body was rent.
他的身体裂开。
And this is the new and living way.
这是又新又活的路。
In other words,
换一句话说
His cross has to work in our lives.
他的十字架要在我们的身上来工作。
To put our flesh to death.
叫我们致死我们的肉身。
To put ourselves.To death.
叫我们的己生命被钉死
That in resurrection we may be conformed to his image
所以当复活在复活的里面我们能够给磨成他的形象
So that we may be holy unblameable and irreproachable before it
叫我们能够成为圣洁没有瑕疵无可指责
This is the will of God
这是神的旨意
Because when we are going through this working of the cross in our lives.
当我们经过十字架的工作在我们生命里面
的时候, we are being identified with Christ in death and resurrection.
我们就能够认同我们就能够在主的死跟他复活上面与他联合。
We will be delivered from our flesh and self.
我们就从我们的自己跟肉体里面被拯救出来。
And Christ will form in us.
基督就成形在我们的里面。
And when we are Christ's form in us.
当基督成形在我们里面。
You know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生？
The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他用他的荣耀的丰盛在他的圣徒当中就成为他的产业。
And it is when we allow the Holy Spirit to use the cross to work in our lives.
当我们让十字架这个圣灵在我们身上做工的时候，
to take away from us everything that is not of Christ.
把不是属于基督的在我们身上除去，
and to fill us with Christ.
把基督充满在我们里面。
Christ become all and in all to us.
基督成为我们的一切。
You know, the eternal purpose of God is fulfilled.
神永远的旨意就成就了。
And when we surrender ourselves to Him in such a way,
当我们如此的投降在他的跟前，
as man led the whole creation into ruin,
人把一切的被造都带到败坏堕落的里面。
Now through man, the whole creation will be brought back to him.
但如今借着人把被造一切的被造又带到基督面
前。So in Romans 8 said, the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
所以在罗马书第八章那里说，万物都在虚空的下面。等候那神的众子显出来。
Because when the sons of God are manifested, they will be emancipated.
因为当神的儿子显出来的时候，他们也得了救赎。
The sons of God are grown up children of God.
神的众子乃是那长成的神的儿女们。
They grew up through the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他们是在圣灵的教导的底下来成长。
They grew up by walking the way of the cross.
他们借着走十字架的道路来成长。
And in doing that,
借着这样的工作，
they become overcomers.
他们就成为得胜者。
They overcome the accuser.
他们就胜过了那个仇敌。
By the blood of the Lamb,
借着羔羊的血，
by the word of their testimony,
借着他们所见证的道，
and they love not their soul life even unto death,
他们不爱惜自己的性命。
That is negative,
那是负面的。
The positive is,
正面的。
They become the bride of the Lamb,
他们就成为羔羊的妻。
Because God has made them ready,
因为神已经把他们预备整齐了。
They are clothed with a bright, shiny linen.
他们会披上光明洁白的细麻衣。
Which is the righteousness of the saints.
那就是众圣徒的义。
And this is how God's eternal purpose of Christ is being fulfilled in the church.
这乃是神那永远的旨意在为着基督在教会里面完成。
So in Ephesians chapter 5.
所以在以弗所第五章的里面，
Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己，
washing them by the water with the word.
用水借着道，
that they may be sanctified.
叫他们被洗净，
and be without spot or wrinkle or any of such sort.
叫他们毫无玷污作为等类的病。
Holy and without blame.
那是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
A glorious church.
荣耀的教会。
As the bride of the Lamb.
是羔羊的心腹。
Now, God's eternal purpose of Christ is fulfilled.
神永远的旨意，基督完成了。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
on the one hand,
一面,
we are most grateful.
我们充满了感谢。
We praise and thank thee that thy purpose is perfect.
我们称颂赞美你，你的旨意是完美的。
And it is all in thy beloved Son.
都在你的爱子里面。
But on the other hand,
但另外一面,
we feel humbled.
我们实在要谦卑下来。
With all the grace that thou hast shown us.
哦，你向我们所施那一切的恩惠。
Instead of cooperating.
哦，我们不单只没有与你合作。
We are delay.
我们在那里拖延。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
主啊，怜悯我们。
We do want to offer ourselves to thy beloved Son.
我们实在愿意把我们自己献给你的爱子。
That he may be all and in all to us.
让他成为我们的一切。
That thou mayest be glorified.
让你的名得着荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.